Well, again, just such a joy to be able to have this special baptismal service today. And I hope that as a result, your heart will be blessed. You know, the scripture says that when a person trusts Jesus as their Savior, that that should then be followed by baptism. And there's a reason for that. I should say this, that the word baptize in the Bible simply means immerse. It doesn't mean sprinkle water. It doesn't mean pour water, but it means to immerse. And that's why we practice what we believe is the biblical mode of baptism, which is baptism by immersing the person completely in the water. But very clearly, baptism does not save anyone. Never did, never will. I want to ask you, who is this? Anyone that's up front can see it? Who is that? It's a trick question. It's not my wife. It's a picture of my wife. And here's the point. Baptism isn't salvation. It's a picture of salvation. That's the point I want you to understand very clearly. So, it's not to not get baptized does not make you unsaved if you're already a saved individual. But we will not baptize anyone that is not saved. That's the point. And since Jesus saves us from all sin, when you receive him, you don't need to get baptized in order to get saved or to help you get saved. However, as I've said, the Bible teaches that once a person is saved, they ought to be baptized. And you'll find that pattern over and over again in our Bible. Yeah.
I thought it was a public testimony that you are Christian.
It's that too. That's why you should do it. That's the point that I really want to make. I was going to say that next. Why then is it important to be baptized? If baptism doesn't save anyone, if baptism doesn't help you get saved, then what's the point? Well, the point is this. Baptism identifies a saved person in front of other people as a saved person. It identifies them as a believer in Jesus publicly, just as Ed said. And so baptism is really just an illustration. It's a picture, like that picture that I held up of my wife. That's not my wife. That's just a picture of her. Baptism doesn't save. It's just a picture of salvation. It's like this wedding ring that I have, and some of you have on your fingers as well. If I took this wedding ring off and I put it on Malik's finger, it would be meaningless. It wouldn't mean anything. Doesn't make her married. You can baptize a baby, but it means nothing. It doesn't make that baby anything but wet. So if you get baptized before salvation, then it's meaningless. I could, this ring only has meaning after I'm married. It identifies me as a married man. Hopefully others that see that realize I'm off limits. Not that anyone would care. But the fact of the matter is, that's one reason why we wear it. It proves that we're already belonging to someone else. And we're not up for grabs, if anyone would be interested. The Bible, that's really what baptism is. It's like that. Similarly, baptism, again, does not save you. Baptism doesn't help you get saved, but it identifies you in front of other people that are witnessing your baptism as a saved person. In fact, when we do this, that's the baptismal tank there. When we do this, each person will give a testimony. Then they will sit down and they will be put under the water and brought up out of the water. Now think of that. Jesus, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And so baptism really symbolically identifies you as a follower of Jesus, because as he died, was buried, and rose again, you're going to go through this water baptism, and you are going to die with him, be buried with him, and to be raised again with him, because that's what the Bible pictures salvation as. It's a death to your old life of sin, and it is a resurrection to a new life in Christ. Okay? And so baptism is just an illustration, and it's an illustration of salvation. The moment that you depend upon Jesus alone to forgive your sin, to be your Savior, that very moment you get saved. And I don't want to confuse anyone, but the moment that you're saved, you undergo a spiritual baptism. Different from water baptism, you undergo a spiritual baptism. In essence, your spiritual baptism is the moment you get saved. You are identified with Jesus Christ, as I said, in his death, burial, and resurrection. You are joined to Christ. You become one with him. And so that's pictured when we baptize. Now, it says this in Acts chapter 2. Peter preached a powerful sermon by the enablement of the Holy Spirit. And the people that heard the message, it says that they were pricked in their heart. I mean, they were stung by it. They were sharply convicted. And they said, well, what are we supposed to do? On the basis of that, what are we supposed to do? We're guilty. And here's what he said. He said, repent. When you get saved, you repent. You change your mind. You have a complete change of mind. You change your mind about yourself. You see yourself not as good or able to earn your way to heaven, but you see yourself as a sinner in need of a Savior. You can't do it on your own. When you repent, you change your mind about God. No longer is he someone that you want to stay away from, but you want to come to. And so repentance is what salvation is. And when you change your mind about yourself, your sin, about God, then you want him, and you want his forgiveness of sin, and you want his life to be joined to your life, and you receive him. And so that is all pictured in baptism. It's what the Bible calls the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And also along with that, there is this lesson that Peter says, repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, that means the forgiveness of sins, be baptized. And he says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You'll receive, it's something that is received is only received if you take it. And so there is, along with this, the taking of the Holy Spirit. Water baptism is also a public statement, not only of your salvation. The main point is you're pictured as identified with Christ, and you're making clear to others that you're identified with him as a believer in Jesus, and that you're trusting him, being joined to him, to have his life through the Holy Spirit's power flowing through your life. So you live a new life. I don't want to put the baptism candidates to sleep. So I'm going to stop right here. They'll wake up when they hit the cold water anyway. No, it's lukewarm. But I wanted this to be very clear. While we rejoice in this baptism, it has no saving merit whatsoever. It won't get you one inch closer to heaven, because this is only for people that have already made that decision to believe and to receive Jesus as their Savior. And they're just telling you openly now, guess what? If you haven't figured it out now, I belong to Jesus. I'm identifying myself with him and with his people before you all.